AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. The head of the Federal Reserve says he still expects interest rate cuts this year.
Speaking at Stanford University, Fed Chair Jerome Powell did not sound too concerned about higher inflation numbers to start the year.
These recent data do not, however, materially change the overall picture, which continues to be one of solid growth, a strong but rebalancing labor market, and inflation moving down toward 2% on a sometimes bumpy path.
Powell says most Fed officials see it as likely to be appropriate to start cutting their key rate at some point this year.
We're going to do what the right thing is for the economy over time, and my colleagues and I are tightly focused on that.
Powell sought to dispel any notion the Fed's interest rate decisions might be affected by the presidential campaign. Meetings will be held and decisions will be made whether to cut rates during the peak of the campaign in July and September. I'm Ed Donahue.
At a news conference, Maryland Governor Wes Moore says he has four objectives moving forward after the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge last week.
First, we need to give closure to these families. Second, we need to clear the channel and open vessel traffic to the port. Third, we need to take care of our people, all the people who have been affected by this crisis. And fourth, we need to and we will rebuild the Key Bridge.
In an AP interview, Middlebury College economist Caitlin Myers says currently the average distance to a facility that provides abortions for Florida residents is 20 miles, but that will increase considerably when the new ban takes effect.
For the average Floridian who's seeking an abortion past 6 weeks and seeking to travel to a brick and mortar facility, the distance they face has increased from about 20 miles right now to 584 miles.
This is AP News. The strongest earthquake in a quarter century rocked Taiwan during the morning rush hour, killing 9 people, stranding dozens of workers at quarries, and sending some residents scrambling out of windows of damaged buildings. AP correspondent Seth Sutel reports on a bit of a rebound on Wall Street.
The S&P 500 inched up 0.1% Wednesday. The Dow slipped 43 points. The Nasdaq Composite added 0.2%. Treasury yields eased in the bond market after a report said that growth for U.S. services businesses cooled last month. That could help keep the Federal Reserve on track to cut interest rates several times this year. Fed Chair Jerome Powell said again that the central bank will likely cut interest rates this year as long as it gets more confirmation that inflation is heading lower. GE Aerospace rose 6.7%. It was the second day of trading for the company after splitting off its power and energy businesses. That split marked the end of the General Electric conglomerate. Seth Sutel, New York.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Save big money on your outdoor project at Menards. Take the guesswork out of landscaping with our free, easy-to-use design program. Plus, Menards has the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape blocks at the best prices. Get started on your dream landscape now. Visit us in-store or on Menards.com to see our full selection of landscape blocks and get your project started today.